I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Have you ever had a problem that lasted a long time, a persistent problem that refused to go away? I mean, it's like Jesus, who served in the wilderness experience, only to learn that Satan departed for a season. Sometimes persistent problems, if they're not handled properly, they will book a return engagement. If you don't deal with the source of the problem, then the problem tends to come back. It's like a child who's acting out in school. If you don't deal with what's causing the child to act out, then the child will continue. If you just cover up the symptoms of a cold and not deal with the virus, the cold will be persistent. If you cover up the wound without dealing with the bacteria that's causing the wound, then the wounding will continue. If you're depressed and fail to deal with the anger that caused the depression, well, it will continue again. The issue of handling persistent problems come to the surface of 2 Samuel, the 21st chapter, verses 15 through 22. Here, David is nearing the end of his reign as king. He again must face the Philistines, a persistent problem. Four giants challenge David. Well, we know that David is an expert in giants. When he was just an up-and-coming, untried leader, he handled Goliath. And his approach to handling the problem was handling the giant all by himself with five smooth stones and a slingshot. This time, the problem was just as great or even greater. There were four giants. David faces the first and become exhausted. Touch your neighbor and say, overwhelmed. He went into battle, not as a shepherd boy, but as the king, older now, with great responsibilities, handling issues of the problems of the palace and politics to deal with. Now, his men said, hey, this is not good. If we lose you, the lamp of Israel will go out. They decided not to let their leader face the issues alone. Hey, this is where we stop and praise God for team leadership. Yes, for the team. If you have to deal with persistent problems, don't go it alone. Remember, you can't do it all alone, all by yourself all the time. And you can't have it all at the same time by yourself. Get some help. Designate responsibility. You know, in the beginning, David was alone. But now in the later summer of his life, he had trained people, people who had been trained unto him, who were skilled and talented, who decided not to stand by and watch David exhaust himself by doing too much. And then David had to allow them to help him, admitting that somebody could do just as well as him in handling the giants. And then again, you have to develop a strategy that fits the issue. A Lone Ranger strategy doesn't work when you've got to deal with giants every single day. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. If you have to handle persistent problems, don't go it alone. Get help. Delegate responsibility. Allow people to help you and develop the right strategy to fit the issue at hand. Now go on. Have a blessed day in the Lord.